and digital outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Expanding its anti-terror offensive into southern Gaza, Israel's military stepping up its bombing of Khan Yunis. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the city. In consideration of Palestinian civilians, Israel has ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods. On Capitol Hill today,
senators are set to get a classified briefing on Ukraine, Israel, and White House plans for a $100 billion supplemental spending bill to address those and other national security concerns. But many Republicans say they won't support a bill for foreign aid unless it includes funds to help address the border crisis. Top GOP negotiator Senator James Lankford says senators are making progress and that he believes a compromise is possible before the end of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
Police are trying to serve a search warrant at a home in Arlington, Virginia yesterday. Police say the house blew up. A massive blast unleashing a huge fireball, vaporizing the house. It rocked the suburban Washington, D.C. neighborhood, injuring some police officers, but they were not seriously injured. Police are responding to a call of someone firing a flare gun outside the home. They say the suspect fired off a few rounds inside. The house then blew up. The status of the suspect, not known. A powerful storm knocked out power to tens of thousands of utility customers, made travel dangerous across parts of New England to start off the week.
Once you got into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, you got into accumulating snow and pretty widespread totals over 6 inches, some getting up towards a foot. And again, those highest amounts kind of from central northern Vermont into the White Mountains of New Hampshire and then into Maine.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Wall Street has put its rally on hold. Right now, the Dow down 111 points. The S&P is off 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. People on the move are making Las Vegas a top destination in the country. No surprise, people from L.A., they're leading the way here into Southern Nevada. Redfin, the online real estate brokerage firm, reports the Vegas Valley is second in the nation behind Sacramento, California, for people that are relocating from other states. Southern Nevada added 4,000 folks in October, just ahead of Orlando, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Redfin officials say high mortgage rates and home prices are driving people away from the coast to the Sun Belt, with Las Vegas as the top destination. Although locals might not think so, Las Vegas real estate looks affordable in comparison to places like L.A. or San Jose. Las Vegas has lassoed the National Finals Rodeo. It's staying here in Southern Nevada through at least 2035. That new deal with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association extends that agreement that would have expired in 2025. This year's rodeo, it gets underway Thursday and runs through December 16th over at the Thomas & Mack. The NFR has sold out 360 straight performances, bringing together the top 15 performers in categories that include bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, as well as bull riding. Last year's NFR had an attendance of 173,350 for the 10 days of competition. They are always sold out. Work on the high-speed rail between Las Vegas and Southern California might be close to actually getting underway. A fence with Brightline West advertising on it has been put up along a small portion of the 110 acres where the planned Las Vegas station will be built. That's along South Las Vegas Boulevard between Warm Springs and Blue Diamond. The 218-mile rail line would get passengers from Las Vegas and to downtown L.A. in about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Worst of it's still going to be found on the east side of the valley, rounding the Charleston curve. On both sides of the freeway, have an accident, one on 95 northbound of Boulder Highway and 95 southbound of Charleston. If that gets too jammed up for you, try Boulder Highway itself as an alternative to the freeway in that area. On the northern beltway, 215 eastbound, approaching Aliante Parkway, injury accident there, as well as one in the southwest on Blue Diamond eastbound at Jones. Beautiful day in the valley, clear sunny skies, cool temperatures. We should stop just short of 70 degrees as a high this afternoon, 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan Shengang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us for a Tuesday, December 5th, as we inch ever closer to the holidays. I'm so excited, and I'm always excited to have Megan Barth on the show, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. I, of course, went away for a week on a Caribbean cruise. Meanwhile, Megan was back here writing her tush off. This has been a great period for you because there's so much to write about. I want to begin with a presidential visit. You've been reporting on that. How much do we know about what's going to happen on Friday when President Biden comes to town?
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. Well, we don't know really anything. The White House just mentioned in a memo that President Biden was going to stop in Las Vegas on his trip to Los Angeles. And so we're the kind of the first stop before he heads to the City of Angels. But we don't know where he's going or who he's meeting with or the purpose of his visit. And it comes at a time when the government agency just released government data regarding inflation and how inflation is hitting Nevadans the hardest. You know, Biden and his staff and his administration can tell us that prices are dropping, but not when it comes to Nevada. Just the cost of basic household goods has risen dramatically since January 2021. And from January 2021 to this month, Nevadans are paying an extra $1,108 a month for just basic household necessities. That's food, that's energy, and housing. And energy and food, specifically, and housing, is not included in the inflation numbers that the Biden administration puts out. So they can tell us that it's, you know, only 4% or 3% or whatever they're touting now. But when you look at the numbers don't lie, the administration lies. When you add up $1,108 a month that Nevadans are paying since, you know, more since January 2021, That's over $13,000 a year that the Biden administration is costing, you know, hardworking Nevadans. You know, Biden likes to say that they're building back better from the bottom up, but it's actually the bottom that's getting crushed by these increases due to massive government spending. And the Inflation Reduction Act, which every Democrat in Nevada seems to claim is working, is certainly not reducing the inflation that Nevadans are paying.
So, Megan, are you surprised at the new Messenger-Harris polling that's just out this morning, which shows Nikki Haley with a four-point win over Joe Biden and Donald Trump with a seven-point win over Joe Biden? Are you surprised by that kind of polling that's coming out now?
No, I'm not, because, you know, most Americans will listen to what Biden says, or they might hear what Biden says and not listen, but they're, you know, they're hearing that Bidenomics is working and they're on this big Bidenomics tour. But when you go to the grocery store and you're paying, and I'm not joking, $9 for a vat of mayonnaise, something is radically wrong. When we're paying our food prices, for example, I have my dad and my stepmom are on a limited income, a retirement income. They shop for groceries every week because they cook every week and they cook fresh. Their grocery bills have doubled and in some cases tripled. So, you know, the inflation, the prices are hitting the pocketbooks of the American consumer. And I think American consumers are saying, look, you know, we'd rather have cheap gas and mean tweets at this point.
And that's what it looks like they may end up getting. I want to bring it closer to home. You write a lot about education, and the latest on education is that CCSD, one of the worst school districts in the nation, is under a federal investigation for possible civil rights violations. What's going on there?
Well, since October 7th, there has been a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism, and we've seen this across college campuses and school campuses. We saw and watched how students at Harvard were being attacked simply because they were Jewish. We saw other Jewish students that were forced into a library by pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters, and the Department of Education, you know, due to all of these incidents across college campuses, have launched a civil rights investigation. The Department of Education does have a civil rights division. But CCSD was recently added to that investigative list, and it's a growing list. It's about, I think it's at least a dozen to close to two dozen campuses across the country. And according to the numbers that have been put out, normally, you know, we might have one anti-Semitic incident a month on average, according to the published data across CCSD on the campuses. That's dramatically rose since October 7th to about 20. So this was one of the reasons that CCSD was added to the investigative list.
And again, this is anti-Semitic and Islamophobic. So it's both ends of this scale. I'm curious. Do we know what the evidence or what they're looking for? What are they going to be interviewing teachers? Are they going to be interviewing students? What's this investigation going to be about?
I assume so. They didn't detail what their investigation tactics would include, but when you are investigating these quote unquote hate crimes, these incidents, you're going to gather as much information as you can, and that information will often come from the students and the staff on those campuses.
I'm curious, you've seen, as I've seen on cable news, these huge protests in New York, in Philadelphia, in most major cities around the country. Are you surprised at the protests, and mainly, do you get a sense of where this is all coming from? Is this a George Soros inspired protest, or is it something else?
Well, these definitely are massive demonstrations that require coordination and funding. And I believe it was the Washington Free Beacon that put out that they did tie Soros Foundations, his nonprofits, as aiding and abetting and, you know, financially supporting many of these anti-Israeli groups. So it's no surprise, again, that, you know, when you follow the money, it goes back to George Soros, who infamously said in an interview on 60 Minutes that he was not going to apologize for his actions when he was growing up in Hungary for turning over his fellow Jews to the Nazis. And he has since been banned from Hungary, as well as other countries throughout Europe where he can't even enter the country, nor can he use his money to destroy the country like he's done so many other countries, including this one. And I'm hoping that perhaps, I don't know, one day if we do get a leader that has the temerity and the will to, you know, follow Hungary's lead and absolutely ban his dollars from poisoning not only the minds of our youth, but the fabric of our society.
I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about higher education. You and I talk a lot about K through 12, but what you wrote about earlier, that Nevada college students are facing a 5% fee hike, and this in the face of a 23% raise, an increase in salary for teachers and staff, that kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about at least it looks like this is being done on the back of students with these new student fees that are 5% higher?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to have to find the money somewhere when they're giving out double-digit raises due to inflation. The faculty and the administrative staff, which is heavily bloated, the administrative staff. And what's funny is I was flying back from North Carolina a few weeks ago, and I happened to be sitting next to a UNR professor. And we just got into a conversation like you normally do on an airplane. And he said that the administrative staff has extraordinarily increased under Sandoval's leadership. And he said that it was just bloat. And I wasn't even eliciting. He didn't know what I did. I was simply just, you know, talking and asking questions. And he just said, yeah, there's, you know, our department used to have three people or five people, and it ran extraordinarily efficiently. He goes, now I have, our department has been chopped up into, you know, multiple divisions with multiple staff. And he goes, and nothing's really getting done. Like, it just, you know, so that shows you that the administrative state is a very costly state. And that funding of this quote unquote administration has to be paid for by somebody, and that's going to be paid for by the students.
Wow, that's kind of scary. Coming up tomorrow, we've got the fourth GOP presidential debate. What do you make of what's going on there? The president with the former president is not going to be a part of it. In fact, Donald Trump will have a town hall on Fox tonight. What do you make of these debates? Should the GOP even be doing this? Should the RNC be doing these debates?
Well, I mean, sure. You know, I'm always about more conversation. I think more conversation is best. At this point, I think having the fourth already this year, and we're not even into the election year, we're early into the election season, seems a little bit like overkill. Doug Burgum just dropped out. So we're down to what I think there's going to be three on the stage.
It's going to be the smallest group that has been on the stage. So I mean, in a sense, it's good. It's whittling down the field. My question is, to what end? If Donald Trump really does have a 76% of the GOP voters, do we really need to be going through this exercise?
Well, I don't think so. I really don't. But for whatever reason, the RNC, which is being run by Ronna McDaniels, Ronna Romney, they think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be a repeat. I mean, we just had a debate, right? It was like a month ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, what has really changed? To me, it seems a little bit like overkill, and I think we could probably wait until we, you know, for some of these debates. And obviously these debates cost some money, too. So we just saw the RNC fundraising numbers, and they're a paltry $9 million. So what are they spending their money on?
Yeah, good point. What did you think, and I'm dying to know, what did you think of Ron DeSantis against Gavin Newsom, the debate of the century, so to speak? I thought DeSantis did really well. I thought Gavin Newsom stunk up the joint. He looked like a used car salesman, very slick, but not a little bit short on substance. What did you think of what happened?
Well, we were just talking about, you know, were the debates necessary? And I, what was this debate about? You know, why was this debate important? Gavin Newsom isn't even a nominee, so why give him a platform in order to propagate his continued manufactured narrative? And he did nothing but lie. He can't sit there and say that somehow California is a thriving economy. Anybody can walk down the streets of L.A. or Santa Monica or Venice or San Francisco and see that really nothing is thriving except for poverty, homelessness, and feces on the streets, garbage. I don't understand the reasoning behind Sean Hannity giving Gavin Newsom a national platform, and I really don't understand why Ron DeSantis was willing to go up against Gavin Newsom, who, again, is the governor of California, but he's certainly not on the Democratic ticket for 2024, at least not yet.
Well, and by the way, he admitted neither of these two people, DeSantis or Newsom, will be on the ballot in November. And the fact is that he was right. I mean, that's probably the one thing he was right about all night.
Yeah, exactly. And so then you say, okay, then what? Why did I just watch this for an hour? thanks, Sean Hannity. I was surprised that Sean Hannity let his guests talk for a change. I've never seen an interviewer interrupt their guests so much. I mean, that's why you call them guests. You're not supposed to interview them, or excuse me, interrupt them. But nonetheless, I think that was, like you said, the only honest thing that Gavin Newsom did say is that, no, Gavin Newsom is not going to be the nominee, and neither is Ron DeSantis. Sorry if you're a supporter of Ron DeSantis, but that's likely not the case. What is also likely not the case is that Joe Biden is going to be on the ticket, which says, okay, well, who is it going to be? Now, this is my own opinion, but, there's always slip and falls. Right, especially as you get older. What's the number one cause of death among octogenarians? Well, it usually starts with a slip and fall, where they break a hip, and then everything goes downhill. So I won't be surprised if Joe Biden, has an accident and slips and falls and, I don't know, bumps his head or somehow becomes incapacitated, because Democrats don't even want Joe Biden on the ticket. And this isn't just your average Democratic voter in Iowa or Nevada. I mean, this is David Axelrod, Clinton's right-hand man who led the White House for 8 years, behind the scenes. So these are some influential Democrats, powerful Democrats, that want Biden to kind of step aside, because Biden is not polling well across all demographics. In Nevada, for example, he only has a 38% approval rating.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Megan, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much. It's always fun, talking about what you have written. You're going to be writing more stuff this week. Where can people find you? Where can people read about your stuff?
TheNevadaGlobe.com. TheNevadaGlobe.com. They can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Nevada Globe.
You have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Tuesday.
Or next Tuesday. What did I say? Monday? Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I lost a day somewhere.
I might have missed a day.
No. It was host air. Hey, you have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Sounds good.
There you go. Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. When choosing a lawyer after a car wreck, you need to consider the law firm's experience, results, and reputation. Lerner & Rowe stands above other law firms when it comes to experience and results, helping over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. When it comes to reputation, we have thousands of five-star reviews. Call us today and let us put our experience, proven results, and reputation to work for you. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Fire in your belly. Here I am.
Victor Jakes just posted on X, formerly Twitter,